Professional boxing has been a controversial sport for most of the modern era. To its many fans, there is no more exciting sport. Many others, however, see it as too violent. When Muhammad Ali began to show signs of brain damage as a result of his boxing career, even many former boxing fans began to doubt whether boxing was a good sport. But in spite of its dark side of violence and illegal gambling, boxing, and certain boxers in particular, have had a powerful effect on the struggle of various ethnic groups to gain pride and recognition. The Irish, like other ethnic groups of immigrants in America, struggled to gain both economic improvement and social recognition. One part of this struggle was in the arenas of sports, including the boxing ring. John L. Sullivan was an Irish-American born in Boston. He became a professional boxer in 1878. In 1882, he won the bare-knuckle heavyweight championship of the world, a title he kept for the remainder of his life. Bare-knuckle boxing was made illegal, so after that, he fought according to the new rules, which required boxing gloves. Sullivan was not just a good boxer. He was a larger-than-life personality. He first came to the attention of the public when he knocked a professional boxer off the stage of Dudley Street Opera House and announced to the audience, "My name is John L. Sullivan, and I can lick any man in the crowd." After becoming the world champion, John L. Sullivan challenged the entire nation to a match. He offered to pay $1,000 to any man that could stay on his feet for 4 rounds. He became a symbol to the poor Irish of their fighting spirit. Although his career had its ups and downs, Sullivan became a very rich man and lived in elegant style. Even when he was an old man, however, he could still be frequently seen shaking hands with his fans, always a hero of the common man.